Father, help us to remember that we are dust. Indeed, we thank you, Father, that you remember that we are dust. You remember how weak we are, how pathetic we are, how frail we are in a fallen world, how mortal we are, that each of us must surely die. And, Father, thank you that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to defeat the last enemy, which is death, that he triumphed over the grave, that he was raised from the dead, that he was bodily resurrected. Thank you that our Saviour lives today and is on the very throne of heaven, reigning in the glory which belongs to God alone. And Father, we also rejoice that Jesus will soon return. So, Father, we have trusted in a mighty Saviour, a powerful Saviour, a Saviour who is able to accomplish those very things that we look to him for, the forgiveness of our sins, the salvation of our souls, and the bringing in of everlasting life. We worship and adore the eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we do so in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast seeking to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 30th. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 90. Spurgeon says, this psalm is the record of Moses' feelings when he saw the people dying in the wilderness, and it ought not to be read as exactly descriptive of the feelings of godly men, whose death is not a judgment of God's wrath, but a falling asleep in God's arms, that they may depart out of his present evil world, this present evil world, to be where Jesus is. Scripture says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Spurgeon comments, we wander in tents, but like our fathers we dwell in thee. Sweet thought, in every age God is the home of his people. Verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting thou art God. Spurgeon says, though men die, thou ever livest, though nature itself expire, thou art the same. Verse 3, thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men. Spurgeon says, one word from thee is enough. When thy fiat has gone forth, the spirits of men return to thee. Verse 4, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Spurgeon says, what are ages to eternity? The drop is more in relation to the sea than time to the life of the Eternal One. Verse 5, thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Spurgeon says, men flourish and decay. The meadow grass is not more frail than they. Where are all the ancient generations? Are they not as undiscoverable as the generations yet unborn? Like the grass which grew when Jacob fed his flocks, the people of the past have disappeared. For we are consumed, verse 7, for we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Spurgeon says, not we at this time, but the generation of Israel. We enjoy Jehovah's love, but Israel in the wilderness melted away before the Lord's hot displeasure. Verse 8, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Spurgeon says, glory be to God, as believers our sins are pardoned and put behind the Lord's back. But it was not so with that generation. This verse can now only be applied to the ungodly. Are there any such in this household? Verse 9, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Spurgeon says, our days are passed in peace, for the Lord has given us rest. But as for Israel in the desert, it was sadly the reverse, and upon the ungodly at this day the curse is resting. Verse 10, the days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labour and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Spurgeon says, the very strength of age is sorrow. What then is its weakness? Covet not extreme old age, but know that if it comes, God must be our portion, or else life will be a burden. Verse 11, who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Spurgeon says, may we never know the power of God's anger. The dread of it is awful, but the reality is beyond conception. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Spurgeon says, be gracious to those whom thou hast doomed to die. 14, O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Spurgeon says, balance our woes with a weight of mercy. Give a joy for every sorrow. Verse 16, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Spurgeon says, they would accept the toil of the wilderness with cheerfulness, because their children would obtain the joys of the promised land. So long as God's church is continued in the world, we who now bear the burden and heat of the day are content to die. Verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Spurgeon comments, the labour of Moses' lifetime had been very great in building up the Jewish commonwealth, and therefore he is prayerfully anxious that he may not have laboured in vain. Nor was it so, for a great nation was formed, and its mission has been fulfilled unto this day. Fear not, servants of God, though death should seem to sweep away your life work. True service for the Lord will outlast the pyramids. Amen.